In 1976-77, I was spinning records at Uncle Sam's in Nantasket Beach. And one of the bands that would get everybody up dancing was KC and the Sunshine Band, with songs like That's the Way I Like It, Shake Your Booty, and Get Down Tonight. We have with us right now Harry Wayne Casey, also known as KC, joining us live here at PNP Network. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure talking to you, and it's a pleasure listening to your new CD, Feeling You, the 60s.
Thank you.
I loved it a lot.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy. Very proud of it.
Yeah, it's really nice, nice piece of work, and I love those songs anyway. You know, the songs of the 60s and 70s are the best.
Yes, they were.
I mean, it's not like just because we're older, right? It really is true, right?
Now, there's some good songs now, but that was a great period of musical history.
Yeah, I would say that. Now, it's really funny because when you read through the list, I'm one of these people that knows the songs, like, there's always something there to reminds me of R.B. Greaves, who did that song. But, yeah, when I'm listening to them, I'm hearing the originals. But you guys put your own spin on them.
We did. I mean, we went into a rehearsal studio and worked on the tracks and just came up with what I felt like were the grooves for these particular songs that I want to do. I mean, this album's sort of a musical diary of my life, and I had a lot of fun doing it. It was difficult selecting the songs, and they all just kind of came to me, and some of them just have a lot of personal meanings and kind of talk about my emotions and the way I feel about the last 64 years of my life.
Yeah. One of the songs, it takes in a whole new meaning. Blowing in the Wind, which, of course, is a Dylan song and has a lot of meaning to all of us who grew up in the 60s.
I felt that was very relevant to what's happening today. And after all of these years, the answer's still blowing in the wind. I just, with all the unrest going on all over the country and abroad and just the craziness going on, I just felt that this song was right on the money.
Yeah, I agree. And adding the twist of the Unity on the Bay choir, I thought was kind of a cool one. I like that.
Absolutely. And they're an amazing choir.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, it's funny because when I hear choirs, it reminds me of listening to Oh Happy Day. Remember that song?
Right.
You didn't do Oh Happy Day, but you did Oh How Happy, which is,
Yes.
But
letting not only my fans but anybody that's close to me or whatever just know how happy they have made me throughout this whole journey that I've been on and throughout my life.
Well, I'll tell you, the journey you've been on musically was an amazing journey, with sales of over 100 million records, 9 Grammy nominations, 3 Grammy Awards, an American Music Award. And I think this is really one of the coolest things that I found when I did the research, and that was that Casey and the Sunshine Band became the first act to score 4 number one pop singles in one 12-month period since the Beatles in 1964.
Yes.
And 3 of those songs crossed over and became number one on the R&B charts as well.
They did. We broke down a lot of barriers.
It's amazing when you look back at that time and place. And I was one of those DJs that was spinning records in a big club here on Nantasket Beach, Uncle Sam's. We had 1,500 capacity. It was a huge club. And songs like yours were getting those people out on the dance floor.
I mean, that's what that's what they were created to do, was to, I thought music was really dark, and, I wanted to create this whole high energy uplifting sound to just pick music back up and to bring enjoyment into people's lives.
Here you were when you were a kid, you were a teenager, you were doing cleaning up in TK Studios near Miami there, and where you grew up. And then you have a first record comes out, does okay, gets the top 15, Blow Your Whistle. But then the second album, released in 75, goes triple platinum, contains Get Down Tonight, That's the Way I Like It, Boogie Shoes, Rock Your Baby. What was that like? I mean, it must have been kind of a shock to the system to have that kind of success out there that early.
Well, I mean, in 1974, I had a number one record with Rock Your Baby that I had written and produced. And one of the songs from the very first album was a huge hit over in Europe. So when Get Down Tonight finally, the second album broke through the way it did, it was worldwide. It was here in the United States where I live, and it was like the icing on the cake for me, and it was like I just woken up and living the American dream.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can't believe waking up like that and wow, there you are running your charts.
I mean, and there was a lot of sacrifice and a lot of work that went into it all. But,
of course. Yeah, I mean,
no pain, no gain.
That's true. I mean, but I mean, here's another thing that folks out there. Here's a trivia question: what band had the distinction of having made more appearances on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve than any other artist in the history of that show? The answer: KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yes.
Unbelievable. And you can't even turn around without hearing your music in commercials, in movies, in TV shows. They're everywhere.
I know. It's pretty amazing. For a music that was critics tried to dismiss and to attack or whatever, it's just for it to be as popular as it is today in today's culture is there's no explanation for it. I mean, look at the Target commercial, and it just happened with Keep It Coming Love. I mean, they sold out Lily Pulitzer or whatever. I can't think of her name, but they sold out within 24 hours, and the commercial was amazing. There's more commercials that we've already given license to, and there's Scandal, and there's the end of the movie. What was that movie that just came out? Give It Up, Senator, at the very end. Anyway, in movies and television and, you know, sporting events and you name it, you can't go anywhere without hearing the music.
Which is kind of, that must be really a freak to you whenever you go out anywhere and hear it. But I was looking through my collection here. I have a ton of your CDs as well, including the anniversary edition that came out, the double CD release. So there's an amazing plethora of stuff out there, and some of it is really there's nuggets out there that people may not have heard. There's some really great stuff that hasn't really been on singles and things like that too.
There were a lot of B-sides that never made it on any of the albums, and I deliberately did it that way. Maybe one day I'll go through all those B-sides and see what was on there and see if we can put them out.
Well, I think that one day you'll do an album with probably like a 10-CD collection with a book and the whole deal.
Right. Well, that'll be up to Rhino Records. Unless I get the product back, and then I'll do it myself.
Yeah, well, Rhino does a very good job
actually
packaging.
Actually, they did release something recently. There was a 5 or 6 package CD set that you could buy of all of my stuff, you know, all 5 or 6 or 7 of my albums on it. Huh. There is something like that out.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. See, I haven't seen it. So I might have actually bought it if I saw it.
They did one on Frankie Valli and the Season, 4 Seasons. They did one on Santana. I mean, they did a bunch of them.
So when Rhino sells these big things on Amazon and stuff, do you still make a lot of money from them, or is it really not?
I make whatever my royalty rate is. Yes.
Yeah. So when other people do it as well, you've written most of these songs yourself, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a huge advantage, because when they're recorded by other individuals. And they have been. And in fact, it's amazing when you look at some of the people who've covered songs by you.
Yes.
White Zombie, Baha Men, Beyonce.
Right. I know.
Kellyanne and Justin from American Idol. You know.
I know,
people,
it's crazy. Oh,
yeah. It is amazing. Now, tell us a little bit about how this came about, the new CD.
During my shows, I like to do some, I like to always keep everything familiar in there, and I started doing 60s covers. because sometimes my audience is a little older, and so I was trying to identify with, I wanted to identify with everybody instead of doing obscure album cuts that didn't reach, you know, the all the audience. So I started doing 60s covers, and 2 years ago I started making this new album, which the 60s is the first part of a two-part release. The second part of this release is going to be all original material. And originally, on this original material album, I had these three songs from the 60s, I Hear a Symphony, Stand By Me, and Bring It On Home to Me, on the album. Mm-hmm. And the more I kept listening to it, I thought, why don't I just make this a two-record set, do one CD of all 60s and one CD of all new original material, and release it that way. And then we decided with the record distributor to release the 60s album first and then follow it up with this original song. I have a new song, dance record, coming out at the end of this month called I Love You More. And, you know, we're expecting some great things to happen with that. And then the release of the original material will follow. And then I'm working on my first Christmas album that should be out by November of this year. So it's a three CD KC year release.
I love that Christmas thing. We'll have to have you on again to promote that as well.
Yes, great.
Yeah, one of the songs I really liked on this thing is You Keep Me Hanging On. And the reason I really like that one is that I have in my head two You Keep Me Hanging Ons. I have Diana Ross and the Supremes and, of course,
and the Vanilla Fudge.
And this is different than both. It's your own take, which I think is it's great. Yeah, I like that. You know, obviously, it's a song you like as well.
It's one of my all-time favorite songs. It's actually the second time I've recorded it.
Oh, really? Did you have that on one of your other albums?
It was on one of my albums called Space Cadet, I think.
Oh. That's kind of cool. Now, the words, the song words, that's the Bee Gees version, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because there was another one by the Monkees.
I don't remember that version.
Yeah. But this one definitely was the Bee Gees because I listened to it. And it's the same words. But I like your takes on them, though. They're different. You know, it's not like
listening to
the Bee Gees. It's listening to Casey and the Sunshine Band. Yeah. Is the band the same band you've been with for a while, or the new people?
The band on this record is my current band, except a couple of the musicians have changed in the horns. A couple of the horns are new.
Yeah.
But the main band, you know, as you see it on stage right now, is the band on this album.
Yeah. Well, I know that the bands, they don't stay together 30 years or something, and they all change.
No, I mean, I have people from 35 years to 1 year.
Yeah. Well, that's expected.
My horn players change more than anything.
Yeah, is that because they like to do their own thing?
Yeah, they just move on. They just, I don't know. That's the way they do. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it.
When you have
one guy that's been with me for 12 years, and the other three just keep shifting and moving on and changing. So
now, do you hire younger guys or do you hire guys our age?
Well, I mean, most of the time it's younger, but. You know, just I hire whoever passes the audition and whoever sounds the best and is going to bring what I want to the show.
Yeah. I just find it ironic, Casey, that some of the guys in the band probably weren't even around when you had this great success.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So it's a whole different experience for them because if people who are around, they're like in awe of being in KC and the Sunshine Band, but a young musician's someone who's just looking to play the music. So it's interesting.
A little bit of both, yeah.
Yeah. One of the songs I thought was unusually that you picked, because it's associated with a woman, is Both Sides Now, which Judy Collins made a big hit out of.
I did that song because, this album is a musical diary of my life, more or less. Both Sides Now, I really lived that song. I really lived it. I really have lived Both Sides Now.
What were the both sides that you lived through?
Well, I mean, I've lived life from up and down. I've been up, I've been down, you know, with relationships. I mean, just if you listen to the words, I've lived every one of those words and every one of those emotions.
Hmm. Yeah. So
I have looked at life from both sides. I have been very fortunate to be able to look at life from many different sides.
Hmm.
And so is the author, Joni Mitchell. I understand, in the hospital right now.
Yes, not doing well either, from what I understand. But you picked two songs that the Righteous Brothers did, which I thought was interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've always loved that song, You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
Yeah.
And it just was a no-brainer to do. I've always liked it, and you know, and then I asked my good friend Jason Sheff from Chicago to do the other vocal with me, and he was more than happy to do it for me. And so,
you guys sounded great on it, too.
That's definitely one of my all-time favorite songs.
Yeah, it's a great song, and he did a nice job with you too. That was a nice.
He did an amazing job.
And then you know, it's right after that, and the track is really kind of cool. You go from You've Lost That Love and Feeling to, hey, you really got me in that little Kink stuff. So
right.
It's an interesting.
You know, there's a little bit of, although I've been more of an R&B artist, there's still a little bit of a rock side inside of me. And I just wanted to, you know, that was the funk. I always loved the funky side of rock. And
yeah.
You Really Got Me has that little bit of funk in it. And, you know, again, it was just a fun song to do and want to do. And it just, you know, touched a little bit on the rock side of KC.
Yeah, as I'm talking to you now and looking and scanning the list and getting what you're telling me about why you put this together and the songs you chose, really reflecting your life, it's interesting that you ended all with the song Put a Little Love in Your Heart, which was also sung by a woman as well.
It was. And that song happened, I think it was after either the Sandy Hook shooting or the theater shooting. I can't remember which one it was. But we were on tour somewhere, and that night I just felt like I needed to sing a song to the audience about how we need to put more love on our hearts and stuff. And maybe there might be, I don't know if there was anybody in the audience that, you know, didn't feel that way about love. And I just felt I needed to, but that was my platform to get the message out that we all need to put a bit more love in our hearts. And maybe from that it spreads, you know. And so I did this. The band didn't really know the song, so I did just started singing it a cappella, really, and my keyboard player started playing along, and the background singers joined in, and that's why it's a very slow, stripped-down version. Again, to slow it down, you hear the words. When you put it in the other versions, you get so caught up in the rhythm of the song that you don't really pay attention to what the words are saying. So it was intentional to slow it down and to concentrate more on the lyrics and what the song says than what the music says.
Mm. Well, it's a pleasure to talk to KC from KC and the
Thank
Sunshine
you.
Band. And,
my pleasure.
I want to remind folks the
and I love
CD.
Massachusetts. I've spent many holidays there and fun times there, and I have wonderful memories of there and going to the Wrentham Mall on the night after Thanksgiving to wait for midnight to come so we could go shopping and do things and stuff. So I love the area, and it's a pleasure talking.
Have you ever been to the Cape?
I have been to the Cape many times.
Yeah, are you coming down this summer at all?
I don't know. There's nothing on the books right now. I mean, we used to play Cape Cod Melody Tent in South Shore.
Right.
We haven't been back in a while, but, you know, who knows?
Well, I hope that you do make it back, because I'd love to meet you and say hi to you.
Great.
And I just want to remind everybody to go get the CD. It's called Feeling You, the 60s. It's available all over the Internet. So go get yourself a copy. You'll enjoy it, as I did. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.